together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! Yow! What is going on? My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. And this right here, it's your KC. My show, baby! Did we just get ourselves a noise complaint?
No. I think they put a sign out that said, do not disturb us.
Whoa. Yeah. Really? Wow. Okay, look at us. Happy hump day. Baby! Kitty and myself, we broadcast live on the road remotely from Fairfield Inn and Suites, the very first hotel in Gladstone. They brought us out. Dope spot. Got a pool. Kitty loves the pool.
It's nice.
It's heated. A nice spot.
Heated pool.
It is heated.
No kids. No splashing. No screaming.
It was just us.
It's ideal.
It's how I watched the State of the Union.
Yeah.
In a heated pool.
I did laps and hearts will listen to the president.
I mean, what else can you ask for on a Tuesday night?
What can you ask for? I can't.
Hospitality was wonderful. They wrote us a note.
Off the charts.
We got lit.
Got a charcuterie board. Keep the board charcuterie board. What the hell?
It's the little things. That's how you know. That's how you know. And we're going to give those folks who made that for us a shout out.
I just want to say, I feel like I'm living like Larry. You know, living large, living like Larry.
Who's Larry?
Larry the Big Red Lobster.
Larry the Big Red Lobster. Should I know about Larry the Big Red Lobster?
Yeah, everyone knows.
Lost.
Everyone knows what it means to be living like Larry. And if you don't, you ain't living like Larry.
I ain't living like Larry, baby. I ain't living like Larry. On the show today, we got Sean Edwards back on the show. Our brother, Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, KC Morning Show film critic. The reason why we haven't heard from him in a little bit, well, we're going to talk about it. Because he's been working on some things. We are bringing the Black Movie Hall of Fame to the historic Jazz District. 18th and Vine, baby. This is going to be awesome.
One hell of a party.
It's going to be a party. Sean is going to talk to you about a party. And you know Sean.
I love Sean.
He going to get after it.
He do be getting after it. Now, Sean is someone that lives like Larry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Also on the show today, since we are broadcasting live from the Fairfield Inn and Suite, we're going to talk to Travis Machina. Also, we've got Rob Sadoff. He is the owner of this whole thing.
Wow.
Travis is the GM. Just taking care of us, baby. Look at us.
Damn, you got up early and talked to all the big dogs.
Well, you know, they got that free breakfast, so.
Yeah, the little pups were still sleeping in.
Yeah, you were sleeping hard, too, girl.
Yeah.
The little TV that said, welcome, Hartzell. That
was
nice.
Good evening, Hartzell.
That was nice.
That was fancy.
All right, my friends, rate, review, subscribe. Yesterday's show, we had Vladimir Kavetsky. We were talking Ukraine. His family is still there. He is Ukrainian studying at K-State. Go back and listen to that episode and then also share that one, please and thank you. Kitty, I love you. Is it a good day to be a Kansas Cityan girl?
Hell yeah.
My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. We'll see ya in the morning. Bye.
Bye.
Did you bring the card key?
Yes.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
All right, y'all, my man is back. Not only is my man back, he brought friends. He brought a whole project. He is our KCMS film critic, Sean Edwards, back on the show. Now, the reason why we ain't heard from Sean in a while is because my man has been making all the moves. He's doing all the shaking, including the Boone Theater project. And on top of that, what's going to be happening in the Boone Theater, the Black Movie Hall of Fame, Sean Edwards. We're going to bring in Warren in a second. But Sean, man, tell us everything.
Oh, no, you know, I've been on your show for a while back in the days, especially during the pandemic. And that's kind of like when this project came to life, just to bring your audience up to date. Like the Boone Theater is located in the 18th and Vine Historic Jazz District. Originally back in the day, it was a movie theater. Then it became a couple other things. Then it became an armory for the National Guard. I'm working with a team that's going to bring it back to life. We're going to add some excitement to the 18th and Vine Jazz Historic District. That's going to be a multi-use facility. We're going to put some studios in there so people can go in there and create content, go in there and shoot videos, produce podcasts. That's the hot thing right now.
You've been talking about this. This is the dream, man. And it's going to happen.
This is it right here.
The inaugural class is going to be put into a mural thanks to my man right here, Warren Harvey Styles, on your KC Morning Show. My brother, welcome. You are really good at
what you do.
Your work is excellent.
I'm grateful. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
So when Sean hits you up and said, hey, we're doing a bunch of things. In fact, I want you to paint the first class. You're part of the foundation, man. What were you thinking?
Blessed. Like, really. It was just alignment. Word. Like, and I couldn't pass it up. I couldn't. It was just too amazing to pass up. And I'm just honored. I was honored and just exciting to take on such project, to do 10 portraits of such great, great Black actors and just great directors. And it's just a blessing. It's just absolute blessing.
Man, we got Black excellence at the Boom Theater. Sean, I know this has been a project in your heart for a long time. This has even bits of your family in the story of the Boom Theater. Did you always have, from Jump Street, the idea of wanting to put a Black Movie Hall of Fame in Kansas City, in that new spot?
Well, not exactly. My path goes back a while. Like, you know, my love for Black cinema sort of began when I was a kid. You know, with my mom and my dad, you know, taking me to see movies. You know, like, if there's any old heads listening to your show, I used to watch movies at the Fairyland Drive-In. You know, I go ways, ways back when they had an AMC right off of, like, 350 Highway, back in the day. So, like, my love for Black cinema began as a child, and then as I became a professional, it's something that I've always had an affinity toward. You know, I always wanted to kind of, like, recapture our story and tell our history correctly, because, you know, Black people have been making movies since the early 1900s and nobody really talked about it. And then you sort of had, like, the golden era pop up in the 30s and the 40s when, you know, Blacks produced what they called race movies. You know, we've always been in the mix in Hollywood, but yet nobody's really known that story. And then you had, like, the great Sidney Poitier who held it down throughout the entire 60s, and along came Melvin Van Peebles and ignited the Blaxploitation era with Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song, and then Spike Lee in the 80s, and then the contemporary explosion of Black cinema in the 90s, leading all the way up to what's happening today with a true, like, cultural and creative explosion of Black talent creating movies and TV series for theatrical release and streamers. So I've always wanted to, like, sort of tell that story. But the idea of a Black Movie Hall of Fame, I kind of tinkered with it. I knew I wanted something to exist in the 18th and Vine Historic Jazz District. And to be truthful, I had pitched several projects before, but none of them came to life. You know, it's hard to pull this off. And, you know, Warren and I are working with an incredible team of individuals who are making this happen. It's not an individual thing, for sure. It's a whole team of people hoping to pull this effort off, because it's monumental. And we're just in the infancy, but what we're doing on Wednesday, March 30th at the B&B Main Street Theater in the Kansas City Power and Light District is we're letting people know, we're putting people on notice that this Black Movie Hall of Fame is going to happen. And to help jumpstart it, we thought we would create an inaugural class of people that we induct into the Hall of Fame. And to make it special, all 10 of the people that we're inducting on Wednesday, March 30th, they have connections. They have roots that somehow go back to Kansas City. Because if we're going to build and put the Hall of Fame in Kansas City, the first people we induct should sort of be from and represent the area. And just to let people know, I want to clarify this. It's a Hall of Fame. It's not a museum. Like, we're not going out like we Indiana Jones and collecting artifacts from The Wiz and from Do the Right Thing and from Cooley High, you know. No, it's a Hall of Fame where we can tell the story of Black film in a unique and interactive and very, very, like, modern way. Like, we're going to make that thing, like, it's going to be very meta in the way that we present it, but it's also going to have some old school elements, which is why we got Warren involved, because in my opinion, Warren's the dopest painter on the planet. He don't know it yet, but as soon as we induct these individuals with his portraits, I expect to be getting a phone call from, like, Jay-Z and Swizz Beatz and
Word up.
Dwayne Wade, two art collectors out here. Like, that's what's about to happen for real, for real.
Yeah, let me ask you that, Warren, because, you know, Sean just mentioned all them names and all the legends, the icons, and you were going to be part of this new legacy in Kansas City. I'm wondering, like, was any of that maybe a little intimidating? Maybe it's still a little intimidating.
It's definitely intimidating. It's a big project, and it's something that I really have to come from a place of alignment. Like I said, it's just really about trusting in the process and really trusting in the team and really putting my best foot forward. But this is huge, but it's a wonderful opportunity that I feel that is going to be, that's going to really impact and inspire and empower so many of our people. And it's just a beautiful thing to experience, but it's huge. It's huge. I'll take it on.
Absolutely, man. I'm so pumped for this. And Sean, you talked about the collaborations, right? So let's shout them out. The KC Film Fest, the Celebration of Black Cinema, which is what you're a part of. That's the thing I think I love about this project is so many folks know how important this is. They know how special it is. Sean, you talked about telling those stories. You know, what do you want folks to get out of this?
Well, first off, yeah, it's a convergence of a couple of projects that I've worked on or have worked on in the past. My recent project that I worked on, I'm executive producer of Celebration of Black Cinema, which just aired nationwide. We had the big award show December the 6th out in Los Angeles, then we televised it all throughout the month of February. But that the origins of that idea began in Kansas City back in 2007 when we used to do a Celebration of Black Film. We flipped the name because of legal purposes, but it's the same concept. So we did Celebration of Black Film in Kansas City in 2007, 8, 9, and 10 at the Gym Theater in the 18th Vine Historic Jazz District. And so then I took that idea out to LA to elevate it. Now it's become a really big thing and a big deal out in Los Angeles. We honored Halle Berry with the Career Achievement Award. Will Smith got the Actor Award. Jennifer Hudson got the Actress Award. Ava DuVernay got the Trailblazer Award. So I kind of wanted to bring that concept back to Kansas City. So that's under the Critics' Choice Association banner, in which I'm a board member and executive producer of that show. So we wanted to collab with the Kansas City Film Fest International, who had reached out because they wanted to create a component that really showcased some diversity. So I said, well, let's collab up so we can bring a little bit of LA back to Kansas City, but was originally Kansas City, which is coming back home, which was really cool. And then I became a part of the Boom Theater Project. So we all got together and said, hey, let's make Wednesday, March 30th, a really like special night. You know, teamwork equals dream work. And so we all got together as a collective to make this happen. We want this to be a really big deal. As you know, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum is already in the Jazz District. The American Jazz Museum is already in the Jazz District. So if we add this Black Movie Hall of Fame, now you're looking at an incredible corridor of museums and Hall of Fame where people can go and come and experience and soak up not just Black history, but just history, because, you know, Kansas City's known for those three elements. You know, Kansas City's not known for barbecue if you don't have the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. If you travel internationally, people reference Kansas City to jazz and the greats like Charlie Parker and Lester Young and Mary Lou Williams and Count Basie. So we want to add to that because Kansas City has a legacy with film. So we just want people to come to the district and soak up everything about the culture that had roots right there in that area. So it's about creating an incredible experience that not only Kansas Cityans can enjoy, but people can come from all over the globe and experience what these people have contributed to the culture. So that's what we're excited about. Plus, I'm a party guy. You know, enough of the political speak. I just want to have a fun night Wednesday night. We're going to have music. Yeah. We're going to be showing a film. We got an incredible film we're going to be showing. It's going to be an incredible vibe. I like to flip things. So B&B, Main Street ain't never seen what's about to happen on Wednesday, March 30th.
They about to walk into something special. Warren, it's hard to talk about a mural over the radio. Explain your style to people because this is how you do it. So explain your style.
My style is a geometrical type of style. I like to have different shapes and flowy, and it's really spiritually rooted. The Blackness is really about Black excellence. It's about power. It's about truth, self-love. I put that in my artwork. So it's really just a geometrical, deeply spiritual style that I have.
Sean Edwards, one more time, tell these folks about the event. It's going to be March 30th, B&B. Also, where can folks go to get more information?
Yeah, you can go to the you can go to our Facebook page, to the Black Movie Hall of Fame Facebook page. We'll have details on the event, how you can RSVP. You can also go to BoonTheaterKC.com. That's BoonTheaterKC.com. Boone is spelled B-O-O-N-E, theater, traditional spelling, KC. K for Kansas, C for city, or K for kitten, C for cat.com. People might be driving in their car listening. You know, retention rates are low, man. We don't have memory capacity like we used to have. I'm trying to lead people to the water. This is actually the kickoff to the Kansas City Film Fest International, which has been around for decades, man. It's one of the best festivals in the country. It's just a little under the radar, but, you know, we done took the radar over and we're about to put it on the map.
Warren, plug all your handles, man. Where can folks go to find you?
Yeah, appreciate that. I'm really grateful. You can find me on Instagram at Warren Harvey Art. You can also find me on Facebook, Warren Styles Harvey, and that's Styles, S-T-Y-L-E-Z. You can also check out my website, and that is I Am Styles, S-T-Y-L-E-Z, artistry.com.
My rule, my motto, my philosophy in life is always hang out with people more talented than yourself so you can come up. I aspire to be on his level. This dude, I'm telling y'all, I saw a painting that I can't even get the painting I wanted because it's already sold. I'm telling y'all.
It's already gone.
We're trying to put that big slick energy behind something that's black. They celebrate big slick, but other people in Kansas City, they got a little melanin that's also doing their thing in Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling your audience right now, the party's going to be so dope, I'm taking two Ubers.
My guys, come back on the show. Let's talk about this some more, all right?
Yeah, we got to come back and let the people know who the inductees were because we're keeping that a secret to the night of. We'll break down the legacy.
That's it, man.
The Black Big Slick. Hell yes. All I know is work hard, play hard. Make a change for a lay in the graveyard. I know how to hustle hard. Boy, I earned this one. I was destined from the start and I learned it from Kansas City. We were never top of the list. We gave them the sauce, told them class dismissed. Raised around thugs and ballers, golden parlors. You got a four-door, you got room for all us. Adidas shirt, better match Adidas kicks. We ain't perpetrating, match it up, you know that we the shit. Forget who the weakest is, Sundays we all kings, all chiefs. Swope Park, we been trying to kick it all week. Cause I don't see enemies no more. All I see is my kinfolk. We getting money from legends to Lee Summit. Up there in the bleachers buzzing. The world know it's something about Kansas City. The most overlooked term, most celebrated. Most talented but still most underrated. They don't understand what it's like to come from hatred. Racism and nothing given to become the favorite. So ride from Gregory till you get to Truman. Out to Parallel, keep the city booming. We making money, shit, we might start a union. Gotta pay us for all they ruined. Kansas City. Kansas City. Kansas City. I love it. I love it. Kansas City. I love it. I love it. Kansas City. The way we going will never stop. All around the world, you know I represent the dot. Kansas City, we ballin', ballin' became the call. And still with my day ones in the city, we overhaulin'. It's still Kansas City to the death of me. Guardian angels to Bethany knew I had to work. It's not a baby dog, it's a definite. I'ma win, ain't no pressing me, it's a lot of hurt. All that pain made me tougher, ready to get it. Counting the struggle that influenced every decision. Taught me how to turn a giant to an ant. Put the boot on, ride with me, Kansas City the champ. I hear a lot about Missouri versus Kansas. Who's who, how they acting, and who the man is. What if I told you I'm letting time decide? We ain't really divided, they just profiting from them lies. My parents is from both sides of the line. Mom, Sumner, Acad, Dad, Central High. Blessed to be breathing, trying to create a new vibe in these times. In a place we reside, we call Kansas City. City. I love it. I love it. Kansas City.
toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
The KC Morning Show.
Well, my friends, I can say for the first time, in fact, we can all say for the first time, that I stayed the night in a lovely hotel in Gladstone, Missouri. That was not a thing that we could say before, but now we have the Fairfield Inn and Suite. I've got Travis Machinal. I've got Rob Sadoff, who is the owner of the Scarlet Hotel Group. Let's just go ahead and not step on the lead. Welcome to the neighborhood. Rob, thank you for bringing this to town.
We're happy to be here. Thanks for taking the time to come stay with us, and thanks for the interview. We're looking forward to talking to you.
I mean, the hospitality, seriously, hospitality is top notch. We walked in and we had a beautiful handwritten letter, which, by the way, someone has phenomenal handwriting, and you need to make sure that they write all my official papers from here on out. Y'all gave us a charcuterie board. I mean, seriously, you're really trying to build something here in Gladstone, yeah?
Yeah, well, I definitely can't take full credit for that. Travis, obviously, and his team are phenomenal hoteliers and the best of the best. And yeah, we're super excited to be in Gladstone, Missouri, a project that fiercely fought through the heartache of COVID. You know, we just really wanted to push through and make sure our development didn't stop so we could be with everybody in town.
In this new normal on this show, Rob, we call it the panini. So as we're moving out of the panini, you know, why Gladstone right now?
Sure. So the deal that we worked on in Gladstone obviously started a couple years prior to COVID. And you have to tip my hat to the town of Gladstone and the great people working there at the city. It's really their vision to create a downtown urban neighborhood in the suburban environment, which is Gladstone. And it's a very pro-business, you know, pro-people town, a great city, great management. So as they developed Gladstone with a 250 unit multifamily space, which you see next door, you have Class A office space with a small college behind us. These are all initiatives that the city of Gladstone put together well before we were there. And having a hotel in your city is kind of the end cap of where a downtown thrives, kind of finish off the whole downtown corridor.
I really loved staying the night at the hotel. It just was something like, you know, it's that staycation, but also you're still at home. I was that kid that, let me go to a hotel. Where's the pool? Let me find the pool and let me go jump in the pool. And spoiler, you all do have a pool. It's an excellent pool. So Travis, let's bring you in, my brother, because we're here right now. We're having breakfast at the hotel. We talked about how the city's been embracing you all. What about the folks in the city?
I mean, it's been great. We've worked a lot of businesses in the city in regards to Summit Grill, who's right across the street from us.
I went last night.
I mean, it's a great place for dinner, great place for happy hour, that kind of stuff. We also have the Laughing Place, which is just across the street from them. We're working with the owner there to work out packages. Somehow we can incorporate their breakfast items into our hotel. How can we get the footprint of Gladstone, the uniqueness, into our hotel? That's the big thing for us. Working with partnerships in regards to other restaurants in the area has been really important. The charcuterie tray that you had mentioned was from Graze and Gather, which is just down the street, brand new business. So we're really big on how do we create experiences. Because Gladstone is such a unique city within a city, we're basically encompassed by Kansas City. How do we make Gladstone stand out, and how do we get people to come into Gladstone versus the other trillions of hotels that are in Kansas City? And that's really big for us.
See, that for me, that's exciting. I'm a big legacy guy. Maybe I have a complex. I'm sure I have a complex. But you know, for you, Rob, for you, Travis, you all are building something, and you're right. Not only you're the first one, but you're the first one to now set the culture of it all.
And that's the biggest thing for me as a GM, and also in the sales aspect of the hotel. How do you make your property, because there's so many hotels, how do you make a unique standpoint or staple in the market that people are going to basically go out of their way to meet with you and create an experience versus a stay? And that's a big thing for me, is I don't like the word stay. I use the word experience wherever I go, because that's what you're trying to create.
So, Rob, as we get ready to wrap this up, again, we're over here chilling in your kitchen, brother, having some breakfast and having a good time. What is the future for the hotel? What do you got in store, my friend? I know you're excited, because if you weren't, you wouldn't be doing this. So what gets you motivated, brother?
Speak candidly, what gets us motivated is obviously it's a significant investment in the community. So, you know, A, not failing, B, identifying that we made the right investment in the right town, in right city, right place, having obviously the best of the best with a great team led by Travis on property. We really have a great future in store for us. Opening up in the winter is obviously a little bit challenging with the seasonality of a Midwest city. However, based on all the studies that we've had done through some third parties, the business is there. The business wants to be there. The people in the community are well behind us. And we know once the business traveler really picks up, and thank goodness this panini crisis, as you mentioned it, is trailing in the downward, we really will see that come back with the likes of Cerner, Ford Motor Plant, and many others in the area. And they want to be in a city. They don't want to be in a roadside hotel with, you know, nothing to really walk to. So I think we've created not only a Fairfield Inn, but probably a very custom Fairfield Inn that attracts to generally everyone. And it has a great vibe. We have obviously a huge downstairs breakfast area. We have a full amenity bar for people who want to have a cocktail before going to dinner or when they come back from dinner. So we have all the bells and whistles that will just create the experience that Travis is speaking of. As we develop hotels across the U.S., you know, our motto is like, all hotels have four walls, a bed, and a TV. That's a given, right? So what can you do outside of those walls? Why do people want to come to you as a hotel, like as Travis mentioned, versus the competitor down the street? You know, the competitor down the street has four walls, a bed, and a TV. However, that's not our sell. Our sell is customer service, always taking care of our team members, which in turn takes care of our guests. And that yields to great revenue and, you know, ultimately the experience that everybody's looking for. So the future looks great. As you mentioned, obviously, we're all fingers crossed for getting the World Cup to Kansas City. I think that would obviously be a tremendous benefit for the entire city itself. Group business with teams that will pick up in the spring. Endless possibilities. We just are very fired up to be the new kid in town, and we really believe that that's what travelers want.
I can't get past what Travis said. Experience versus stay. I think that's huge. Opening up just a few months ago, Travis, I'm going to let you close it up. From December 6th to now, we've made it on the other side. Thing is rocking and rolling. So I got to ask you, brother, is it a good day to stay in Kansas City?
Absolutely. We're happy to welcome anybody and everybody into our doors, and we are excited to welcome people to the new Fairfield in Gladstone and let them experience what we have to offer.
Travis Moshinaw and Rob Sadoff, they are with Fairfield Inn and Suite, the first in Gladstone. Y'all, thank you for doing this. I love folks who are trying to make our city better. Let's keep doing dope stuff, yeah?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I was watching with one eye on the other side. Let's get married in a big cathedral by a priest. 'Cause if I'm the man that you love the most, you can say I do at least. Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, take the elevator at the hotel you're by. I'll be glad to see you later. All I got inside is vacancy. And it's 4, 5, 6, 7, grab your umbrella. Grab hold of me, 'cause I'm your baby fella. All I got inside is
Show.